Track 7, we continue with the news stories. No hang-ups for seed swap scheme. Gardeners in Bishop Staunton will be able to exchange seeds and plants thanks to a launch of a phone box seed bank. The initiative will be based in the former BT Red telephone kiosk on 4 Street. The project was one of many suggested by the community after Bishop Staunton Parish Council acquired the redundant BT phone box earlier this year. Councillors reviewed a range of ideas, including an art gallery and library, at the September Parish Council meeting. They concluded that a seed swap and information centre for wildlife-friendly gardening and the community plot would be best suited for the village. Councillor concluded that a free book swap may have negatively impacted other community ventures that already use books to raise vital funds. And while the idea of an art gallery was tempting, there were concerns that conditions within the kiosk might not have been suitable and that security would be an issue. The seed swap kiosk will be operational in a few weeks after it's been cleaned up and repainted. The Bishop Staunton Climate Impact Action welcomed the parish council's decision. We're looking forward to sharing information and seeds to enhance wildlife and gardening across the parish, a spokesperson said. Wildlife wardens will hold a session with children from Bishop Staunton Primary School at the community plot and allotments to harvest seeds and explain why this is important for wildlife and ecology. In Newton Abbott, seeds that have been collected this year will be processed and packed at a Newton Abbott Seed Library event at the Courtney Centre between 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. on October the 30th. Anyone will be welcome to bring their own seeds to donate.
Cherished Fire Dog wins award. Devon's cherished fire service dog, Digby, has won a BBC Radio Devon Make a Difference Award in recognition of his comforting presence and support within the community. A fully fledged member of staff, complete with his own ID badge, the 7-year-old brown labradoodle was up for the Animal Award, which recognises animals in Devon that improve the life of an individual or a group of people. And Digby won, presented with the award during a celebration at the Woodbury Park Hotel in Exeter on the 25th of September. Specially trained to offer comfort and support, Digby, who has been a member of Devon and Somerset Fire and Rescue Service since 2018, plays a vital role in helping both firefighters and members of the public during challenging times. Whether he's greeting crews returning from challenging incidents or being deployed to support people in crisis, Digby brings a unique and calming presence to every situation, says a spokesperson for Devon and Somerset Fire and Rescue Service. Digby can be found at stations and sites across both Devon and Somerset or at service headquarters in Exeter, where he regularly makes the rounds to lift spirits and connect with colleagues. Recently promoted to the role of our service's wellbeing champion, Digby works alongside his human teammates to signpost staff to further support such as counselling and talking therapies. Matt Goodman, Digby's owner, firefighter and member of the service's prevention team, said, "Digby really is one of a kind. You can see the difference he makes instantly, whether it's putting a smile on someone's face after a long day or bringing a sense of calm during someone's toughest moments," Matt said. "His presence opens conversations that people might not otherwise feel ready to have, and that can make all the difference. To see him recognised in this way is incredibly special and a testament to the role he plays in improving well-being across our service and beyond," Matt added.
Devon has led the way in the Southwest over the last 3 years for new business startups, 8,960. But unfortunately, a higher number have folded, 9,875. Peter Hill, Accounting and Business Services Director of Wilson Partners, said, "Congratulations to all the startups in Devon who are showing off the county's entrepreneurial zeal. We wish them well. Our Southwest Business Index shows how companies across the region have fared over the past 3 years, and it's clear that it hasn't been an easy time for business owners. The normal cycle of business births and deaths was completely disrupted by COVID, but it looks like the economy has started one of its periodic clear-outs, and the situation may get worse. This makes space for good businesses to prosper, and which may be why we are seeing so many startups emerging.
No one in Tynmouth needs to be lonely this Christmas. There's no reason for Tynmouth residents to be lonely this Christmas after the Alice Cross Centre announced that it has now opened reservations for its festive lunch on December the 25th. The annual event is prepared and served by local volunteers and ensures that people who might otherwise spend Christmas Day alone can enjoy a hot meal, companionship and festive cheer. The Alice Cross Centre General Manager, Peter Howell, said Christmas can be a difficult time for many, particularly those experiencing isolation or hardship. The Alice Cross Centre's Christmas Day dinner provides not only a hot meal, but also a sense of belonging, conversation and kindness. Anyone wishing to attend should call the Alice Cross Centre on 01626 778 039. That's 01626 778 039.
World Cup winners at Tynmouth. Two of England's winning Women's Rugby World Cup squad will be in Tynmouth this weekend to encourage girls to try the sport. Claudia Maloney-McDonald and Maddie Fonati will be at Tynmouth Rugby Club on Sunday the 5th of October for Rugby Fest. The RFU initiative is aimed at encouraging more girls to get involved in the sport following England's World Cup success. When we applied to host a Rugby Fest at Tynmouth, there was a competition for a Red Rose to attend, and we were one of the lucky clubs, said Tynmouth RFC Head of Women's and Girls Rugby, Paul Scott. The Rugby Fest runs from 11:30 a.m. until 1:30 p.m. and involves fun games aimed at introducing rugby to girls who have never played. Claudia and Maddie will be around to chat to participants, answer questions and pose for photos.